Here, Bird Show.
You know, generally when you get a celebrity on the air, what you want to do is get them to loosen up to you, you know, let them know that you like them, like their music. This goes against everything Jeff stands for. He got on a topic with Vanessa Carlton about one of her songs, and he just would not let it go.
Hey, Vanessa Carlton.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Doing great. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from my apartment in New York.
And are you from New York?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm actually from Pennsylvania, but I've been living here since I was 14.
Vanessa, I want to do this during this interview.
Yes.
I want you to make this assumption. I want us to theorize that none of us have ever read anything about you before.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to ask you questions right from the start.
Of course.
From the ground up.
That's always what happens.
All right.
So you're a singer.
No, I actually play the ukulele.
Where in Pennsylvania are you from?
Milford.
Where is that?
It's a teeny town. It's kind of like near the Delaware Water Gap. I don't know.
Is it near? My wife is from Bradford. Do you know Bradford?
Nope.
Okay. It's the opposite. The Delaware Water Gap is southeast Pennsylvania. Your wife is from northwest.
Okay. All I know is that it's an hour and a half outside the city.
What's my wife's name again?
Your wife.
Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah. You know what the truest thing about Pennsylvania is? Because I lived in D.C. for 8 years. There are two things about Pennsylvania. A, every town in Pennsylvania, these small towns that Vanessa's talking about, looks to me like they were all made out of the same blueprint, and they just brought the blueprint to different towns and made them all look the same.
Well, one thing that's kind of unique about my hometown is that, well, now at least, because it wasn't like that when I was growing up, but there's a lot of like cool antique shops.
Oh yeah.
And there's a lot of artists that are like moving out there, so it's kind of like, you know, the restaurants are getting a little better. Yeah, it does have its, you know, obligatory CVS and
right. The
wine, and like, I mean, everything is all the same in every town, but it's like kind of cool.
Were you always kind of yearning for the big city, though, in a sense?
What? Oh yeah.
You were. Did you come from one of these towns where everybody, you know, like three-fourths of the people in your high school class will stay there in that small town?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's true.
I just have always knew that I wanted to go to the city. I love New York. And I actually started, like, driving into the city when I was, like, in seventh grade. I was studying to be a ballet dancer since I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And I would skip school, basically, and have these day trips into New York to take ballet class. And that's kind of when I bit the bug. It was like, there's so much outside of where I am right now, even though I love Milford to death. You know, it's my hometown.
Right.
But I'd start discovering what was out there when I was, like, you know, like 12.
On the scale of, are your parents still there in Pennsylvania?
Yes, they are. They actually moved to another little town, but they live on a lake, so it's so nice to visit.
Okay, on the scale of desire, if your parents didn't live anywhere near that little town, with 1 being no desire and 12 being I can't wait to get back, what would be your desire to ever go back to your hometown?
If they didn't live there?
If they didn't live there.
Anywhere near.
Well, that means also that I wasn't raised there.
No, I'm just saying, you know, go back to visit, because
I want to go back. I would say, okay, I would give it, it's 1 to 12? Wow, I've never heard of 1 to 12.
We can make 1 to 14. We do things a little different.
The scale is 1 to 42 and a half. Go.
Yeah.
I would give it a 30.
All right, so you're not one of these people that are shying away from home.
No, because that's my hometown.
All right.
I miss it.
The video is all over MTV.
Yeah, they've been good to me over there.
Boy, they sure have.
What's it like the first time you see your video come up and you're like, wait, that's my face, that's me,
I always see it out of, like, the little windows between my fingers because my hands are always on my face. Because it's so strange. Like, I'm giggling and, like, excited, but, like, I can't really look at it at the same time because it's just so weird.
It's probably like us listening to our voices on tape. You know, you just, I hate the way I sound.
I got to ask you a question about 1,000 Miles.
Yes.
Can I play you a little bit of the song?
I think she's probably heard it.
Are you familiar, with it?
I am. I've heard it a couple times.
Okay, I just want to play part of it here. I could. This is what I'm talking about. This is what my question's about right here.
Okay.
Here we go. Right here. That part right there.
Yep.
Here it is again.
Yep,
this is, okay. In case you missed it. Is that a sample of a beef commercial?
Not at all.
You owe me $20.
You're talking about Copeland. It's Aaron Copeland, and that, I love him. He's a composer, and they use his music for the beef commercial.
Thank you very much. So your song, this part, is in a commercial with the tagline, beef, it's what's for dinner.
No.
All right, you lose.
No, I don't.
Even though it's the same dude, it's not the same sample.
It's
not the same dude.
It's not the same dude.
I'm saying I know who you think the composer. I know exactly what you're talking about. But that's not beef strings.
Nah.
That's my personal string section for my song called Thousand Miles.
And it's probably downright insulting that somebody would actually think that too, probably, correct?
No, you know, I understand.
Insulting.
No, I don't know. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, but it's not that. Actually, this is the first time anyone's ever asked me that.
Is there any chance that while you were writing this song, you were craving some beef or something?
I don't eat beef.
So
let's lay down the line here. I don't eat beef.
You're just starting to anger her now.
Are you making some sort of anti-beef statement then when you compose this?
No.
See, Vanessa.
No, a thousand miles really, I have to say, has nothing to do with beef.
Yeah, he's not going to let you go until you say it is, because Jeff cannot ever say he was wrong.
I will find the beef, it's what's for dinner commercial, and
you'll
hear it.
She's telling you it's not.
Vanessa,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You can go ahead and tell him he's an idiot now, because we're all used to hearing that.
Yeah.
And beef, it's what's for dinner.
I just think you like beef.
All right, Vanessa, I'm going to let you go before Jeff just beats you down with this whole beef thing, because he's already irritating me with it.
I just have another legitimate question.
Yes?
Is there or is there not any truth to the rumor that you sampled a bit of the Rolling Stones for Paint It Black?
Sample the beef thing?
No, the Rolling Stones in the song Paint It Black.
No, did not do that. It's all me. It's all redone and version.
Have you ever sampled anyone? Have you ever made a cassette tape of a
mixtape? Vanessa, you're never going to come on Q100 again, are you?
Never.
Hold on.
No, never had a sample.
Yeah, Jeff is in the penalty box. Mic off for the next 5 minutes, being obnoxious to a guest. Bye-bye, Jeff.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He wants to talk about the beef thing.
He won't let it go, though. Get out. See you. Hey, Vanessa, good luck.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We will watch you on MTV.
Oh, cool.
And we will tell everybody to go buy the CD also.
Thanks so much, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
Here, Bird Show.